Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Previously on Recycle Bin, pretty much a complete makeover since the last time you heard us, which is nice.
Yeah, like a makeover in the fact that I'm sick.
You are sick.
Recovering from a cold.
Everyone got sick.
Yeah, my wife, yeah.
Somehow, I have stayed away.
You've dodged bullets.
Yeah, yeah, I've stayed away from the sickness, which is not like me. I'm impressed.
No, you usually die.
Good job, me. It must be all the airports have hardened me. Is that the beginning?
No.
Oh, I didn't make it.
Oh yeah, I guess welcome to the show.
I got God.
John is now sick.
I knew that since I said something last week.
Yeah.
It was probably going to come and get me. I don't know how you were sick for weeks and I made it the whole time until you were done. I went to your house for wrestling.
Uh-huh.
And I just didn't make it out.
Yeah, for a second. hang on. I'm having like a breakdown of like, this is so weird because the last time they heard from us, literally last episode, I was sick.
Yeah.
Very obviously.
Yeah.
And now you're dead.
I am dead, yeah.
Like, they're not even coming in at the beginning of this. You're like in the middle and you're miserable.
And like 10 minutes ago, I was just like, hey, let's record Recycle Bin. He's like, okay.
I gave him a pass. I was like, we can wait. It can go out later. Not a big deal.
We told them every Monday, and we already missed this Monday.
Well, this Monday is also Labor Day.
Technically, it's Labor Day right now?
Yeah.
Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to people who have real jobs.
Well, it's since it's discounts then. We're recording on Monday,
yeah.
So Monday is still like, we're still showing up on Monday.
We're showing up.
You just don't
up.
Know it.
You're definitely showing up.
Oh, I started getting sick, started to feel weird. I want to say like last Wednesday. I woke up and was just, I had annoying drainage issues.
That's how it starts, yeah.
And right away I was like, oh shit.
You're fucked.
The issue there is that Bern and I had a show written, like a pretty big episode. I mean, at the time of this recording, you guys haven't seen it yet. Recycle Bin will probably be out before that episode will.
Yeah.
And I could feel myself getting sick and was like, oh shit. I have to record today somehow. I've got to figure out a way to record this today.
Before the sick takes you.
Yeah.
Ruins your voice, yeah.
All throughout the day, I would just randomly talk to myself to make sure my voice didn't sound sick. I got a bunch of tea, honey, cough drops, meds. I started stocking up for doomsday.
Good idea.
And then that night, I finally recorded for about an hour with hot tea. I think for the show, I sound completely normal, look completely normal.
You're just dying.
And then, like, yeah, immediately after I filmed that show, it went haywire. I'm fine being sick. Not that I like being sick, but my issue was I would have been very sad if I recorded the show sounding sick but I just missed it.
Yeah. I mean, even if you would have recorded, like, a day later, the next day, you were on death's door.
Yeah.
You couldn't get out of bed. I was like, internally, I was like, am I going to have to go over and like keep this motherfucker alive?
As long as the show's recorded, I guess. So now that show's just got to be like, the edit's got to be finished. And then, man, that show is, the whole vibe of that show is way happier than I feel.
It really is. It's so funny that we just had a conversation last episode about like, oh, what was the hardest part about making FPT?
Uh-huh.
And I immediately said the edit.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you're like dealing with now.
Well,
because like the show's gotten past to where I can't just jump in the hot seat and edit for you.
Uh-huh.
It's like you are now fully invested in every single way.
If there was an emergency, could you do it?
Probably, but like since I edited, we also switched to Final Cut Pro.
Yeah,
like I haven't actually fucked with Final Cut at all.
It's way better than Premiere.
Oh, I know.
Like tremendously better.
Yeah.
For those of you that see the episode whenever that comes out, kind of a big episode because it's our instead of doing multiple iPhone 16 videos leading up, like everybody else, we decided to not do that. We did one, and we're trying to make it feel Apple eventy. You know, like you actually got to see pieces of the event early.
I think we did.
Some fancy music, fancy editing.
You guys are going to love it. He did a Tim Cook accent, like impression for the entire video.
For the whole video.
Yeah. Good, it's just good morning.
If I live, it'll go out.
There you go. If you don't, and you don't see the episode, John didn't make it.
You feeling better this week, Bern?
I feel fine.
That's great.
Yeah, I feel great. It's amazing.
Wow.
Speaking of how amazing everything is, let's get into some amazing voicemails from our amazing listeners.
Okay, they better not. They better be nice to me.
They mostly are, yeah, sure.
Mostly.
If you want to leave your own voicemail, you can call us anytime at 404-919-5530. At this point, we probably still have the old greeting from, like, episode one.
You want to re-record one today when I sound so...
Yeah, let's do it today and just permanently...
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God.
I'm good.
We're gonna have to cut that one out.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
We will.
We're going to be cutting around the cough. So if you hear sudden, like, he breathes in and, and then it cuts, then we know that there's a huge
coughing. I haven't been coughing this whole time. And now when we're recording, I'm, like, sweating and coughing. I'm dying, bro.
All right, let's try to get through the voicemails.
Hey, John and Bern. My name is Nico. I've been listening to the podcast since the start, and I just wanted to say thank you guys for coming back. You guys are amazing together, and you produce an unreal quality of work.
Aww.
So great job for that. That's all. I appreciate you guys. Peace.
It's only half of it. Don't worry.
John, I've been watching Fofota forever. And I'm going into my second year of college now. I started watching at like 7th, 8th grade middle school.
I know. Oh, we're so old.
Your show and podcasts have really helped me through some tough times and continue to this day. So thank you. From one geek that is me to another that is you. Thank you for the Toilet Squad.
Dude, he hit you with, when's the last time you heard that?
Yeah, he
that
really opener? I'm not going to lie, he got me pretty good with that one. Jesus. Yeah. What, Nico?
Nico, yeah.
Nico, thank you so much. I mean.
That's, what can you say?
Yeah.
Dude, that what really got me with that message was the, from one geek that's me to another that's
I know, you. Like, the way it ramped up from, okay, it's kind of cute too.
Right.
Okay, hitting my feels. Okay, Nico, that's enough.
Dude, when's the last time you said that in a show?
It was season 9, since the beginning of season 10, so a year and a half ago, maybe I stopped saying it.
It feels so much longer.
Yeah, I said it for a decade.
Maybe that's why, because it's like, that's how, that was one of the first things we like coined on the show, was that.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah. First, that was like the, I don't know why, but it was like.
That heavily predates like Toilet Squad.
Yeah, there was like a rule, an unwritten rule for YouTube where it's like, you gotta say the same thing for every intro so they know they're watching your show.
Right.
Like, I don't know what the idea was there.
It became so like routine for you to say that on each episode that. As it got further on, you would just speed through it.
Yeah,
it you'd just, be like, just some guys, like, John Prosser, one gig that's made another, that's you anyway. Okay, news.
Yeah, just a noise, one long noise. Thanks, Nico. Yeah. I appreciate that a lot.
Hey, this is Morris calling from Seattle. Shout out back to when FC244 happened. Looking back, are there any thoughts, anything that you think of when you think about FC244 and that time in your life? Also, I think the shirt is still up for sale. Just an FYI. Thanks.
Okay, so if you guys had trouble hearing, I think his name was Morris from Seattle.
Okay.
He asked us about FPT-404.
Oh, man.
Just so you guys are on the up and up, we literally just took this channel we had in our back pocket, the FPT-404 channel, and we repurposed it into the Recycle Bin YouTube channel.
Like an audio dump.
Right. But I mean, it's eventually going to be where the video component lives as well.
Yeah.
But that's where we're posting on YouTube.
Good thing you're not getting a video component today.
Yeah, that'd be real bad. But he also asked what our lives were like, and like looking back that time of our lives, because the reason we had a second channel at all, FPT 404, was because the main channel, Front Page Tech, got fucking hacked.
Big hacked.
For a while.
Yeah.
Like months, right?
No.
It wasn't? You sure? It felt like such a big event.
I know. I know. It really did. I was thinking the same thing because not only did it feel like it lasted forever, it also, there was a section there where I thought, oh, it's just gone.
Yeah, right?
we lost
it. That's why we made a second one.
Like crazy panic.
And just to be, because to like refresh my memory, that's whenever the channel got taken over with a like NASA live stream. And it was like a crypto scam with
Elon Musk scam, yeah.
What the fuck? That still happens.
It was like, I don't think we were the only ones that day. I think there was the same day where all the verified accounts on Twitter got hacked.
Wow.
I could be wrong, but
this was years ago.
Yeah, it was just a really bad day. I woke up, someone called me or something like, hey, your channel's doing a live stream and it's not you. And I'm just like, okay. So I look up Front Page Tech and yep, channel's doing a live stream. I can't log in. Two-factor authentication stuff all changed. They had changed the name of the channel to NASA News.
News, yeah.
Fun fact, still exists because I don't even know how to describe it, but the original Front Page Tech channel
is that one.
Is NASA News. Like, yeah. That was unable to be changed.
It's so, kind of like YouTube restored. It's like they copied the channel and like restored from a backup or something. And now there's like it's like a duplicate.
If they would have deleted the NASA News channel, they would delete, because that was the brand account.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, NASA News, like when I log in, I still see NASA News every single time. Yeah, that seemed really scary for a second. Especially when we couldn't get a hold of anybody at YouTube. YouTube let it go for like an hour. Mm-hmm. I think $10,000 worth of subscriber money was blown out in a scam.
Yeah.
And because on the live stream, they were showing like how much money was being raised or something. And
it's so crazy. Yeah,
it was covered in like media outlets and stuff. It was insane. And we started FPT 404 as a way to keep uploading the show while we didn't have our channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we only made 4 or 5 episodes.
But that channel got like over 20,000 subs.
Yeah.
In like the few, I don't even remember how long it was. What, a couple weeks maybe? Or like
a
week?
Yeah, because like when I transferred it to, or like when I changed it to the Recycle Bin channel, I privated those videos. And I think there was only like 4.
Interesting.
4 or 5, yeah.
I guess looking back, it's not as scary in retrospect because I feel like, didn't like LTT, like Linus, just get hacked?
Recently, yeah.
Like this still happens and it's more like everybody's more used to it and like YouTube especially like knows how to deal with it quicker.
Yeah, unfortunately, it just depends on what size you are.
That's true, yeah.
Because there were people getting hacked.
That's always how it goes.
There were people getting hacked or that had already been hacked that either they saw like my story because a news outlet wrote about it, or they just saw us on Twitter or whatever. They reached out after we got our channel back and was like, hey, how did you do that? Like, I'm still trying to get my channel back. And I'm just like, I don't know. YouTube just did it.
Yeah. Man, different times. That feels like different people. It happened to like different humans.
Oh, yeah. Completely different people.
That's so weird.
Turn, burn. This is Darren from Leak City, Texas.
What's up, Darren?
I'm just checking in. John, a while ago, you mentioned that you were going to do a video kind of diving deep into the leak culture and how the leaks work and everything. I know you got to keep the sources safe and protect everybody, but that's something I'm really interested in seeing. I'd really love to kind of know the behind the scenes of how these leaks come out a little more in depth. So I'm just curious if you're still doing that, because I've been looking forward to that one. Love you guys. Been with you all forever. And keep up the good work. Burn, churn, kisses. Mwah. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Darren. Why am I telling everybody everything? When did I say that?
Yeah, every episode is like, hey, you mentioned doing this video in a passing comment about 8 months ago.
Literally, when did I say that? Yes, Yeah, we wanted, yes, yes.
That is still very much on the board.
That doesn't involve only us.
No, there's a lot of moving parts, and we're trying to not, because if we just talked about, like, John's leaks or whatever, that'd be a pretty short video.
Yeah.
So we're trying to expand the idea, get some other potentially, like, journalists involved, maybe, mm-hmm. or media outlets. Like,
well, now that I can pretty safely say I am done leaking or don't have any interest in leaking stuff. In fact, when I look back at a lot of that stuff and my attitude at the time, I know I put on a good show.
Yeah.
And it was entertaining.
You always do.
It's very cringy sometimes. Like the, yeah, I would love to make a video basically telling the audience how these leaks work behind the scenes and why mm-hmm. they work this way. And because a lot of it is like either so simple you wouldn't expect how simple it is, and some of it is like, it sounds like it's coming from the mafia. Like,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Like, so many layers deep to protect sources and to not get, I mean, we just talked about one or two episodes ago how instead of just posting photos given to you by sources, mm-hmm. we went through all the effort to get them rendered to like further remove from the sources. So it's a whole game. It's a whole game in there.
Yeah. So listen, people. Right now we're getting through iPhone season. You know, we're playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
But every year, you know the time, around November, December, January timeframe, things really slow down news wise. And I think that's when you'll see Brian and I start to have a little bit more fun creatively and start putting stuff out that we just like wanted to make.
Yeah, this is kind of our like our rush season.
Yeah,
like this is it's going to be traditional what you kind of expect from tech YouTube.
Yeah,
until iPhone season's over.
It's hard though.
Not that we're not enjoying making the more traditional, like, you know, Apple iPhone-y, you know, season videos, but like we're making sure to put our own creative twist on it and have fun with it. Like, actually make them higher quality videos. It's not, you're not just going to, I don't think you're ever just going to see John on the set again talking about a news story with B-roll behind him.
Mm-mm.
That format, I think, is safe to say it's gone.
Right? I don't think I could go, I don't think we're even capable. Like, I don't think you are capable of writing a simple 3 news story show. I don't think I'm capable of standing there and wanting to talk through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then editing that without wanting to drown myself.
Hey, Jern. Hey, Byrne. My name is Sylvan. I'm from California. My question for you is, what Apple product makes you the most angry for existing? Like the studio display for costing $1,600, almost as much as a 27-inch iMac was, or the fact that there's 4 Apple Pencils.
That's a good question.
What makes you the most livid and angry for even being a product?
I have mine
ready. Thanks again. Love the show.
Thank you, Sylvan. Great question. I have mine locked and ready because I've been like stewing on it ever since I pick these. I pick our voicemails.
Oh,
so I've had time. I'll give you mine. And
just angry that it exists.
I got it. The thing that really pisses me off about its existence, about its price, about the quality of it, the whole everything about it that Apple sells this is the lightning to 3.5 millimeter cord for AirPods Max to be plugged into a traditional headphone port.
What a war crime, dude.
That was like a $35 cable that I don't think could have been made cheaper. And also, it's just it's like they went so deep into like, no, these are AirPods. You have to use them as AirPods.
Yeah.
Like, we want this to be a wireless Apple experience. And they purposely, I feel like, made this the worst little shit product.
The best part about that is that it's not like a universal, it didn't exist previously.
Right.
It only exists for the $500 AirPods Max.
Exactly.
And it's shit.
It's,
like, at the very least, braid it. Like, why wouldn't you at least try to match the quality of the $500 product? I don't understand.
We have so many 3.5 millimeter audio cables on this table we're recording at right now. They are twice as thick. They are twice as beefy. The connectors are reinforced. Yeah. Like, if I pulled too hard on this AirPods cable, it would rip into pieces, I believe, truly. What you got?
Fine woven.
Oh, that's a good one. They killed the leather cases for fine woven.
They can't bring them back this year, right?
The fine woven?
We can't do that again.
If they bring it back, it's got to be full confidence that they made it actually good.
Like, okay, I'm not, this might sound like a joke.
Okay.
It might sound like I'm exaggerating, but I promise this is the only time in my life I'm not exaggerating.
Okay.
Do you know how many bullshit, cheap cases we have been sent?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot.
We have been sent every case under the sun for the last 10, 12 years, whatever.
And they just show up. We don't even ask for them.
Some of them straight from Alibaba himself. Like, gotta be 10 cents, maybe.
Yeah.
None of them are as bad as that fine woven case. That case, how much is it? Can you look up on the website? I want to know the current price.
Okay.
Because this is, I'm hoping it's not the same it was at launch. If it is, I'm just embarrassed for everybody.
15 Pro fine woven case with MagSafe is $59.
Are you?
On Apple's website.
I thought it was $40. Dude. It's $60? No. That is disgusting. It is a terrible case.
Yeah.
The whole thing, what taking it on and off of my phone, it was just squeaking and creaking and like is so tight on the phone itself, it feels like it's going to like break something. Not to mention the actual material is ass.
Yeah, I didn't feel good. And I'm actually a person who likes fine, like woven stuff. Like, feel my MacBook case right now.
No, that's nice.
Yeah,
no,
I have like a Spigen, like, textured. It feels like a cheap carpet on my MacBook.
The fine woven cases are the cheapest, shittiest pieces of garbage I have ever purchased from Apple.
I'm like looking on the product page now. Was it like a recycled thing? Like, was that? I know, obviously, the leather thing, they were getting away from killing animals. But
yeah, Tim personally was killing all the cows.
My brain is telling me that, like, it was like, yeah, but it's sustainable. That's how, like, they sold it.
Yeah, that's what it's for. But, like, don't we have vegan leather? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Why not do that? Why do you have to make your own fabric? Like, why? Literally, why?
I think everybody's going to agree with you, probably more than me.
And if you're going to make your own fabric, why did you make it shitty immediately?
This is one of those products that makes me, like, lose a little confidence.
I guarantee they didn't do a second run of those. There was no, like, prototyping, like, oh, let's test the materials. Tim went, what are we going to put on this? It's not leather. And they're going to be like, oh, we made a fine woven thing. You want us to print you out a few samples? Nah, make a million. Just make a million of
Full send. I will say, I'm surprised you can still order them with how bad the reception was.
I think production has halted on them.
I believe it. There are a few style options on Apple's website that are out of stock completely. So that could be the case.
The absolute worst case I've ever used.
Damn.
Just terrible.
That's damning. You should put that on a review somewhere.
Yeah.
John Prosser said, worst case I've ever used. All right, guys, we've got more questions. Just a quick word from this episode's sponsor.
Yay.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
And we're back.
Are we? You want to take a second? I figured you might need to collect yourself. I wanted to give you a second to breathe. You're so sweaty and shiny. You let me know.
I'm ready.
What'd you just kick? What are you kicking stuff under the desk for?
Something on the stool. I don't know.
We're using this. We're back, by the way. Hey, welcome back.
Hi, guys. So glad to be here.
If you need to know, or if you'd like to know, John will just sit here like a toddler and kick stuff that's underneath
the desk.
Like,
I feel like I'm not going to remember recording this.
Are you currently medicated?
Yeah.
I feel like you should have told me. I feel like this is like we both need to be consenting about you being medicated.
Oh, no.
On a podcast.
I just Theraflu.
Okay. But you
I'm not roofied.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Am I?
You've told me about some recent interactions with your vitamins and Theraflu that have been sending you into a different
dimension.
Listen,
guys, I just want to warn everybody. This is a public service announcement. Do not, on accident or otherwise, consume vitamins anywhere near the consumption of Theraflu.
Vitamins.
Don't do it.
Vitamins are not vitamins, to be clear. Vitamins are, how would you like to describe vitamins?
Leafy greens.
Leafy greens. Okay, there you go. Yeah. Which, by the way, what an animal. This man taking his vitamins while he's sick.
No, listen, hang on. I just wanted a little bit, like, just a relaxation, you know?
Yeah.
Just the tiniest, like, not even enough that it would do anything by itself, okay? I was just chilling.
Little buzz.
I was chilling, bro.
Yeah.
And then Theraflu, I drank my Theraflu.
Was it the nighttime one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, just be specific.
It's
nighttime.
Like 11 p.m. I actually, fun fact, I like the taste of Theraflu.
That's weird.
Yeah, I like sipping on it.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I sit down with my Theraflu. It takes me like a half hour to drink it because I'm sipping. Oh,
so weird.
And a half hour later, dude, I'm on the moon. Like, I am not okay. I think I was full on tripping.
I believe
it was
you.
Not good.
You know what, though? Like, honestly, it may not have even been the interaction. If I can't take NyQuil anymore.
Really?
Like, if I take NyQuil, I'll wake up at, like, 3 a.m. and just be, like, glued to a different, like, dimension.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I could hear every caller, man.
Yeah. Something about the active thing in NyQuil that makes you sleepy, or I don't know. It sends me somewhere.
There's, like, it makes you tired, right? But if you don't listen to that, if you skip the sleep part.
Yeah.
And try to tough it out, it will take you down.
That must be it. Definitely unintended usage.
Anyway, tech podcast.
Yeah, here we go.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bam. My name is Cam. Thank you, ma'am. I love your audio. Tell me how you do it. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Thanks, Cam.
We don't have enough time, bro.
Audio is very something. Is something that Jern is very, very passionate about.
Near and dear.
So passionate in the sense that. The amount of hours you've put into the show pales in comparison, or I should say visually, mm-hmm. pales in comparison to how much you've put in audio for the show, for Recycle Bin Now. It's like, this is like, I would say your main hobby?
Yeah, I think out of anything in my repertoire, or anything that we do, quote-unquote, professionally, that we get paid to do, I think I couldn't stand next to anyone like a real professional in the industry,
mm-hmm.
except if you stuck me like with an audio guy.
I see. So that would be like,
I feel like I could hold my own.
You stack up.
Yeah. I don't think I would be as good, but I think I could hold my own.
Yeah. Well, I think you could get into a room with some like high-level movie-making audio dudes, and you guys could, like, talk technique. You could talk shop.
Yeah.
I think
well,
I agree.
The coolest part about audio is, like, you know, there's fundamental, like, guidelines and rules, right? But a lot of it is, I mean, you can't see anything.
Right.
There's some visual aspects, but, like, most of it is you just have to hear, you have to know what to hear.
You have to train your ears.
It takes so long, and I have made things sound so terrible for 10 years before I got them to sound pretty good.
I think one of your greatest regrets is that one video we put up about how to make how to make your audio sound. What was it? What was the actual title so people can look it up?
I don't know if it's available anymore, but it was how to make your voice sound perfect for video.
Yeah.
Adobe shared it. It was I made two of those, by the way. I made one that got like 195,000 views, which for years was our most viewed video.
Yeah, it was.
So I was like, okay, let me make another one. I know way more now. Spoiler, did not.
Even
I gave terrible advice to so many people. So, there are people that I watch still that their audio sounds like complete dog shit because they listened to that video.
They're like, hey man, thanks for the tips.
Yeah,
and you're like no,
they're
no,
still
no.
using those tips, and everyone sounds like just like they're under a pillow, super bassy and muddy and terrible, and I did that.
Yeah.
I put that out in the world, and I'm sorry for that. For what it's worth, though, I would like to announce something.
Oh, really? Go ahead.
Speaking of Adobe.
Oh, okay.
I did something big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did.
I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but I uninstalled Adobe Audition. It happened.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, I...
So, to be clear, you've completely moved to Audacity.
Nope.
I'm kidding. Logic
Audacity,
Pro.
Yeah. I've been using Audition for, it has to be 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't anymore. Adobe is full of shit, first of all.
Optimization and every
just
and
terrible.
Yeah.
Adobe, I wish anyone else made Photoshop.
Yeah.
Because currently, I'm still paying like $20 a month for that. I dabbled with Logic Pro wanting to learn it, but the issue with that was starting from scratch, I think, would be much easier than having 10 years of experience in a completely different DAW.
Yeah.
Like Audition.
Mm-hmm.
And then having another software thrown at you where you just want to do everything you used to do,
mm-hmm.
but in here now, and none of it works the same. Logic Pro is... It goes, I'd say, a couple levels deeper than Audition does.
That's cool.
So things are a little bit more tedious to get to.
Mm-hmm.
But I...
Sounds like you have more headroom, though.
Yeah, my subscription was coming up for Audition, and I just didn't renew it. And I was like, if I just uninstall it, then I have to learn Logic Pro.
There you go. And That's the way to do it.
Yeah, the first thing I did was the podcast.
Yeah, previous episode, right?
Yep. I've used Logic Pro for the last couple episodes of Recycle Bin. Or no, the last episode of Recycle Bin and the last couple episodes of Frumpish Tech.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense, though. Like, ever since you jumped ship from Premiere Pro to Final Cut Pro, mm-hmm. like, now with, like, Apple's suite of stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and Logic works with Final Cut.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah. There's more interplay and... Yeah. Also, like, there was a final straw with Audition. Like, didn't,
my God.
There was the instability and stuff generally, but something happened.
Audition?
Right?
Adobe? I don't know if you guys thought of things before you released it. Because Adobe Audition's been out for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The way you guys handle files... is a tragedy. I don't understand how you could possibly think that's the way to handle files. When, okay.
Example?
I will throw in, let's just say, for a Recycle Bin, there are three tracks. Me, you, your MacBook that's playing the voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I put three tracks into Adobe Audition, instantly, I have six files.
Okay.
Because Audition will take the file and then create another Audition file that's not being used.
Okay.
It's just like a cache file that needs to be there. And if you delete it, the project goes away too.
Right.
So instantly, it's wherever you have that initial file. It'll just double it.
Right.
And it look when you go back into the folder, it is a mess, especially if you've edited out of there frequently. But also, it overwrites the files as you go. Like, it's not... That's not to bore everyone. That's what happened. I was editing Recycle Bin, and it just saved over the actual source recording and corrupted
shit itself,
3/4 of it, and destroyed it. So yeah.
I never thought that you would feel more strongly about like hating Audition than you would about hating Premiere Pro.
Yeah, they're both terrible.
Yeah,
I'm surprised Adobe's still around.
They're like they're the only game in town for a lot of people. I mean, I know
that's
there's like there's a lot of other editing software now, but people it's too easy for people who aren't
let
in
me
the
make
Apple
this really easy
to go to Adobe. Yeah,
let me make this really easy. If you're editing videos and you're using Premiere, let me tell you how this works. If you're on a Mac, you're going to delete Premiere and you're going to get Final Cut Pro. You're going to stop paying monthly for Premiere. You're going to pay $200, $300 for Final Cut Pro, and then that's it. That's it. You pay once and you have it forever. You have every update. And if you're on Windows, I have another really cool thing for you. Delete Premiere. Download DaVinci Resolve. It's free and much, much better. You can also pay for DaVinci Resolve if you want to like an increased plan, but they are doing a lot of really good work for just their free plan. You're welcome. Advice for free. Thanks for calling in, Burn.
Oh, you're welcome. A big fan of the show.
I have a question for Brian.
That's me.
I understand that you've been writing for Front Page Tech for a long time, but you said on the episode that you wanted to be a history teacher. So can you please tell me how you went to school or learned how to write a YouTube video or a script? I think it would be beneficial for us to understand your process, your experience, and any other advice you have for people who are trying to write, such as myself, from the middle of a soybean field in the middle of nowhere in Delaware. Thank you.
I love the context, a middle of nowhere in a soybean field. So the transition from, like, you know, I was going to traditional college, like a state university.
Yeah.
And I just, through doing that and sitting in class, physically going, because this is like, well, oh my God, I'm going to feel so old. This is like 2012, 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh out of high school, it was just like I felt wrong. Just I don't know. The only way I could describe it was it felt like I was actively on like the wrong. I was like driving on the wrong road.
Okay,
like it felt like I was trying to get somewhere, and I was on the wrong road. So I just kind of bit the bullet and just said, like, nah, fuck it, and ripped the band-aid off.
Was there, like, a...
dropped out.
Do you remember a certain point? Was there, a specific pain point that was like, okay, I'm done doing this?
Back then, it wasn't so well-formed in my head. Like, it was... my gut was telling me that something wasn't sitting right.
Okay.
So that... I was just kind of trusting myself to be like, okay, this doesn't feel right. I should do something that feels right. I didn't know at the time what all that meant. But looking back, I wasn't going to a bad school. It was a fine enough school. Like I said, State University. But the way everything worked, I'm sure a lot of people who have gone to school can attest to this. It feels so meaningless in so many ways. Like, especially now, you can fake and bullshit your way through like 90% of a degree as long as you're getting like good test scores and stuff. And unless you're actually like committed to and you're invested in the material and the classes and it's like your calling, you're just like checking boxes. It feels like you're just getting told, you know, what to do or like what is required of you to get the piece of paper that says you're certified to do a thing. And even though, like, I was passionate about history and things like that and the idea of teaching, everything was just, like, screaming at me that, like, something feels wrong here. So, but yeah, jump ship, and then, you know, the rest is history. But about writing, unironically, there has been nothing that could have prepared me other than like to write the show, other than being your best friend for as long as I have.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that I could write a script from scratch for anybody that isn't John Prosser.
Hmm.
Because when I'm writing the show, I'm literally...
You're like warging into me.
I am. Yeah. I'm like, I'm channeling you into the script. I don't write what I would say. I write things that how you would say it. And I mean, I'm pretty on base, right? Yeah. Like I'm hitting the mark.
What a lot of people don't know is you, like, other than, okay, forget the whole like going to college for being a history teacher.
Uh-huh.
You are always reading, like since I've known you, like loves books, loves literature.
Mm-hmm.
So writing, I feel like, comes more naturally to you than
the average person. So naturally, I didn't even consider that being an influence.
Yeah,
it just we're a real like we're very lucky to be doing what we're doing because while most of what we do is mental. So much of it is feeling based.
Yeah, just vibes.
Yeah, so often it's like, we need to nail the vibe of a video before we even start working on it.
Yeah.
Or like, even something, everything down to like the musical choices in the show. Just vibes, or like the pacing, or the phrasing of a script.
Especially lately, that's how every video has started. It's not like... hey, what's this video about? Or what should we say? It's how do we want this video to feel? And then everything is crafted from that.
Yeah. I would say if I could condense this down, because he actually asked for like advice, because he wants to write.
Okay.
Anybody out there who wants to write, I would think figure out what you are going to be best at writing, if that makes sense. Like if you're creatively minded, if you have like... the brain to tell stories in any way, like channel that, like I almost feel like finding your lane is the best piece of advice I could give somebody. That goes into just creative work in general. Like find what you're passionate about and move into that.
Do you see yourself writing anything else? Like would you fuck around and write a book?
I've thought about that. I don't. There's a non-0% chance of me doing that. The issue with that for me, I'm a very like outside of FPT creatively, I'm a very like scatterbrained person.
Mm.
You know, even like
me too.
Even like musically, like I prefer stuff that doesn't sound like, let's say, good sometimes.
Mm. Yeah,
like some of my favorite music is really poorly recorded stuff. From like the early 90s, from like grunge bands that maybe don't exist anymore, that like it's just vibes. I just like the vibes and like the story of that music, less so the production of it. So like, yeah, I don't know. If I did write a book, I don't think it would be so easily categorized into like, oh, this is a young adult series or something. It would be a fucking mess, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. A rare Burn question.
I love that. More questions for Burn. I loved sitting on the bench for that.
Yeah. I think John enjoyed that almost more than some of the audience.
Was great.
He was really enjoying that.
Hey, Jern. Hey, Burn. I'm Tiernan from Colorado. And my question is, so when I first saw the teaser for FPT Docs, I thought you guys were going to be doing a documentary on FPT itself, the show. Would you ever consider doing that, like doing one of your documentaries on actual FPT? Anyway, that's it. Thanks.
I think that's a great question because we have done making ofs and like studio tours in the past.
Yeah.
I think for the first time ever, there's actually like more to tell than just like, I think back before when we put stuff out like that, it was very... Through the motions, just here are the steps we did to make the stuff.
Uh-huh.
But now I think there's actual like energy and like stuff to talk about that we could talk about. Like I feel like we could almost have a documentary for behind the scenes on every doc we have put out or that we are going to put out.
Actually, that might not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question. So here's how I feel. FPT docs I want to use to tell stories that are bigger. And I don't think Brian and I are that much in our own egos to think that we deserve a documentary like about us currently.
Damn, that's a good answer.
I would love to show you guys or talk about like how we make stuff. You know, that's a behind the scenes look at stuff is one thing, but like making a documentary, maybe that's just the word he used, you know?
Uh-huh.
But when I think FPT docs, like I couldn't imagine making like a dramatic doc about us. Like we're not that important.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I mean, I've definitely been there before. I'm surprised to hear you say that. That's usually my thing. Like, which is why
I'm getting old, Burn.
I guess so.
I'm coming back down.
Because that exact mindset is why I've never really had I tried to stream on Twitch for a while there, and it was fun, and I appreciate everybody who watched. Because there was a few hundred people who showed up regularly, and that was great. But that made me realize that, like, I just don't got that
You don't
level.
Got that dog.
I don't got that ego, or, like, that I feel like that I had something that everybody needed to know about, or that I needed to say something and that everybody needed to hear it.
With FPT docs, it is Brian and I.
It's like elevating other stuff, right?
To us, those videos are art, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's nothing artistic about us currently, I don't think. Or at least an artistic story.
Yeah, fair enough.
I can hear a couple of you right now. Don't worry. I hear you right now asking about making FPT.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so making FPT, I feel like we have so much shit to make.
Yeah, kind of.
Making FPT, we have a bit of a strategy, though. When we talked about that strategy, I don't think we expected this year to go the way it did.
Yeah, this is a bit outdated for us.
Yeah, it went a little different than we expected. But anyway, making FPT is a one-time limited podcast series that we want to do where it's like 5-10 episodes, the entire story of Front Page Tech up to where we are now. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a good look behind the scenes there. But then, you know, those episodes wouldn't continue. Like once it's caught up, that's just, you now know the story of Front Page Tech. It's just out there in the ether.
Yeah.
I would, you know, and this is our sort of like community show, I guess. So like, if you guys had behind the scenes specific questions, we could answer them here. But as far as like a documentary about us and about making our stuff, I don't think we're that cool.
I think you're right. If we did anything, honestly, I think there's a higher chance. Now, really considering how different we are, I think there's a higher chance that like a quick little iPhone tour or something could show up in like a recycle bin.
Yeah,
like a video proponent, just a supplementary. Like,
yeah,
here you go. Here's a studio, and here's what.
Yeah,
very very simple and modest.
I just can't imagine. I can't imagine making these documentaries and then going, okay. Now here's one about us.
Yeah.
Here's us making the documentaries.
Doing like the whole thing from the Tim Doc with the Polaroids.
Yeah, like showing us like pictures snapping on screen of the trailer that we lived in, setting up in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's not us, I don't think. Yeah, good.
We,
good answer,
we came
Drew.
From there to here.
We did it. All right, one more. Let's hit it.
Hey, Dern and Burn, this is Aaron from Tulsa, Oklahoma. You may remember me from a question back in episode 16 of Recycle Bin when I was 20 years old, just 1 week before I moved from Atlanta to Tulsa. It's funny how we come full circle, because 5 years later, just as you're bringing back Recycle Bin, I'm ready to move across the country again at almost age 26 to a new state for a work promotion. It's got me thinking about John's various moves from Ohio and Arkansas, and I wanted to ask, how do you cope with moving? Do you still find it stressful leaving your network of friends and colleagues even as you get into your 30s? Thanks for all you do, guys. I've been an FPT fan going on 7 years.
That's crazy. Thanks, guys, for watching so long.
I know.
That's
isn't
insane.
That, it's hard to, like, when, if I'm, okay, just as a quick aside before we talk about the question, when I'm browsing a creator on YouTube that I like, and sometimes it's like video essays or something, I'll get to be like, haven't seen this one. And it's like posted, like it says like 6-7 years ago. My brain is like, oh, that's too long ago. Yeah. Regularly.
Oh, that's too long.
We have people who are like, yeah, been here since like 2015. It's like 9 years, casually.
Well, that's like, I feel like most people that have been calling into Recycle Bin have been the ones that are like, oh, I've been watching for years.
They're the OGs.
I started watching in sixth grade or something. And you know, it's really cool to hear you guys like grow up with the show, and it warms my heart. But also keep in mind, you watched us grow up.
Yeah, we're actively doing it still.
Like you, if you've been around that long, you have also watched us grow up, and that's crazy. I can't thank you for spending so much of your time with us. That's
so much
nuts.
Of our lives are all like kind of together. It's really.
I would have left by now.
I would have been out. Moving sucks, dude.
Man, as long as it's got internet.
Yeah. We're really simple creatures, right?
Yeah, we can. I am so grateful that we get to do this as a job. And it would take a lot to disappoint me. I can make anything work as long as there's internet and I can do this.
Air conditioning.
Yeah, if there's no central air, we'll have a big issue, but that's about it.
Yeah, other than internet, yeah. You're a creature of habit. You're a pretty reclusive person. Most people probably wouldn't peg you as such.
Peg me?
Oh, no, but
don't peg me, please.
All right.
None of them should peg me.
All right. Well, that's going to be the little intro preview clip, I'm pretty sure.
I'm a bit of a recluse.
You like to be out and about, but like mostly just go to Walmart, come back with snacks and ice cream.
Yeah, I know what I like and I know what I don't like, and I don't like people.
Yeah,
like, so you won't see me around people usually.
It's funny, like if you were to rate the places that you've lived, like you're not looking at Ohio or Arkansas or all these places as like, oh well, the nature. Yeah. In Ohio was just different, and man.
And if I live here, it'll be by like a Central Park, and I can meet these people. And
no, it's like the nightlife in Arkansas in this particular area just wasn't cutting it.
My rules are: if I'm there, the area around me needs to be dead fucking quiet. Yeah. I want to be the youngest person on the road because that means all the older people are sleeping already.
Or if they're mowing the lawn, it's like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So, when you're not recording.
Yeah, don't bother me.
Exactly.
Other than that, yeah, I'm pretty easygoing.
Yeah, you're very lucky that you're doing this for a living, because if you were doing anything else, you'd just fucking be miserable.
Do you think my neighbors think I'm just a drug dealer?
They have.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
That's an unfortunate realization.
How many of my neighbors are just like, do you think people talk about me? Like, oh, that guy hasn't been out in 3 days.
I hope so. Let's be real. Sometimes you get closer to 7 or 8 days staying inside.
Right now I'm pushing 7.
I'm shocked that you have a vehicle.
Yeah.
Like a transportation vehicle. You don't need one.
No. Oh, I'm dying.
Yeah, you're dying. This might be a perfect time. To go ahead. Hey, you know, it's funny. I didn't forget about this, but we should mention this before we wrap up.
Okay.
We've made some promises about doing milk toast and banana mayo sandwiches.
I don't have the tools.
Guys, we're giving Jern a break. Okay.
Will you remember for next week?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I haven't forgotten.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
No, I just forgot to mention it in this recording.
Could you imagine? Dude, my heart. I thought for a second you had like something next to you.
No. Yeah,
that would have been the worst thing to happen to me.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be suffering real bad.
Oh man!
But no. So, if you guys got any questions for us, again, call us whenever 404-919-5530. Leave us a message. Listen, every recording we get lots and lots of messages. I listen to every single one.
Yeah, before we did the show today, because Brian obviously knows which ones are going to be in the show and which ones aren't. So all the extra ones that weren't making it in today, Brian sat there and played for me. So we hear them.
Yeah, yeah, and it's hard. Like, you guys send in really good messages. It's hard not to pick them. And to be clear, if your message didn't get picked, it's not like we were like, oh, that sucks, or yeah, like, oh, we hate you.
Yeah, sometimes it's as simple as we're already full. So yeah.
Or it's like somebody sent in a similar message, or we've already talked about that kind of, or maybe we're like today. I kind of wanted to give Jern a little bit of a break.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, well, you know, you're fucking dying over there.
A little bit.
Okay. Well, I guess we're gonna leave them now.
I guess so. I guess we'll hear you next week. Oh, I fucking
what? What do we do? We
there's an
something?
Apple event in 7 days, and we said Dude. Nothing about it on our tech podcast. Not a single word.
Should we say something?
Apple event, 7 days. Be excited.
It's glow time.
Next time you hear us. The event is on Monday.
Whoa.
Okay, so our options here are record the podcast a day before the Apple event. And put it out the same day.
Yeah. Should we just assume that we know? Like, we should just act like it's information that is accurate.
Yeah.
Like, man, that iPhone 16 Pro is
should
crazy.
Should we wait? Like, record right after the event?
Interesting. I think that's going to be a great thing to figure out after this recording's over.
Yeah, that'll be such a surprise for you guys next week.
It'll be a surprise for us, too.
See you on Monday or not.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.